Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby,
come
on, baby,
come on, come on. Good morning, get up. Good morning, get up. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Wake up, yes, sir. It's time to Hustle and Shine. Brian B. Shining, reporting live from the Brown and Kruger Studio.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 559 on your time. It's a high of 75. Currently, it is 66 in Crown Center.
Heidi!
What's up, man? How you feeling on this National Take a Chance Day?
Oh, I'm feeling good. I like that. Okay, I like that.
Something
I like that.
Right?
We one day away from the Michael Jackson movie, so you know what type of mood I'm in, baby. We got your motivation in 10 minutes. We got all type of stuff popping off today, including the gas card, 2D.
Yeah, we got that on deck. The morning gossip goes down also at your 23s. Ice-T is giving some real perspectives when it comes to being from the streets.
Oh, yeah. You know, Throwback Thursday, I got to take it to the Bad album. Little Dirty Diana for you. The GOAT.
It's only right.
Michael Jackson, Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Let's go.
You never make mistakes, so take your weight off of me. I know your every move, so won't you just let me be? I've been here times before, but I was too blind to see that you seduce every man. This time you won't seduce me. Just saying that's okay. Hey, baby, do as you please. I have the stuff that you want. I am the thing that you need. She looked me deep in the eyes. She touching me so to start. She says there's no turning back. She got me.
Get on your job, tell them, haters, get on your job. Motivate, sucker, sucker, can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
There are limits to what you can meaningfully care about, to what you can know. There are limits to what you can do and express and experience. Those limits are amazingly wide, yet they exist. In order to do anything, to know anything, to have anything in any meaningful way, you must let other things go. Just because a manageable bit of something is good doesn't mean an infinite amount of it is better. Life's richness comes from focusing on specific matters, not from injecting yourself into every matter. It's great when you say yes to opportunities, to learning, to experience, to relationships, to challenges. But also it's necessary at many times, in numerous circumstances, to say no. Respect the exceptional nature of your life by recognizing your limits. With a positive, creative approach, those limits can support you more than they constrain you. You have an amazing opportunity of living in the real world, a world that has limits. Let go of what you must in order to enlarge and enrich what truly matters. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
6:24 on your time. It is a high of 73. Currently, it is 64 at Village West. We're getting ready for this Michael Jackson biopic. As we get more additional information, Jafar Jackson, who plays his uncle in the film, actually speaks on Michael's biggest misconception.
The biggest misconception, I would say that he wanted to be white. That's a big misconception, and that this film gives you that understanding of what that is, you know, what that vitiligo played a part in his life. And not a lot of people really understand what that is. and he was dealing with that from an early age.
Okay, I got a rant. Can I go on it?
Go ahead. Do
your All right. Thing. So I got a whole theory on this Michael Jackson vitiligo thing, right? Because mm-hmm. I have vitiligo. Mm-hmm. And it affected me when I was young. I was like 4 or 5 years old.
What part of your body was it?
Neck, chest, mm-hmm. left arm, left wrist. It was really bad when I was younger. And the question I always got was, "Oh, did you get burned?" That was a question I always got, dog, when I was a kid. Now I kind of outgrew it, but I bring it up with Michael because, dog, he wanted to be. I think he just wanted to be one color. And with the vitiligo, I don't think that he could have reversed the white part in the vitiligo. I could be wrong in this. I don't think he could have reversed that. So I think instead of just being spotty, you know, I ain't trying to be insensitive to nobody, but that's how I felt with having vitiligo. Mm-hmm. Rather than being spotty, I'd rather just be one color.
Right, I get that.
You know, I think that's where it was. Mm-hmm. That whole wanna be white thing, that was ridiculous. But it's like he fed into it though a little bit with the plastic surgery,
getting rid of the nose. The nose is the biggest thing.
The cleft chin, the hair and all of that stuff or whatever.
The black features.
And it was really confusing growing up, to be honest. I was born in 85 and all of that transition started when I was born. I didn't really get a chance to see dark-skinned Michael Jackson live.
Yeah,
you know,
course.
So it was kind of weird seeing Michael transition from being mid, you know, caramel to light-skinned to white. You know,
absolutely.
That's an interesting subject with Michael and his story is the whole skin thing, the vitiligo thing.
Well, it's good that they're touching on it in the film. So if you get your tickets, cousins, you will hear more about that story at least in this quote-unquote part one. In other news, big question for you, B. Do you feel like society has lost its touch when it comes to dating?
A little bit.
Well, singer and daughter of Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith, Willow Smith, questions if certain romantic gestures are now old-fashioned.
Uh-oh.
Am I just delusional, or people asking other people out on dates is kind of like old school? I don't even remember the last time someone was like, "Hey, would you want to go on a date with me?" Like, people still hang out in a romantic way, obviously, but like to explicitly ask someone out on a date.
Oh no, D, look, I take your word from the bars in hell. Fam, you got like, she's never, but, I don't know, it's different. That's Willow Smith, dog.
That's
she's
what I'm saying, like, that's very different.
Yeah.
But if you think about it, it's, how many times do you feel like you've asked somebody out explicitly on a date in your lifetime?
Oh, a couple times, yeah, for sure. Like, let's go hang out. Is that like?
That's not what she said. People hang out. Okay, like, you hang out, okay. But when do you,
no,
really,
I've,
when,
I've,
like, courting somebody saying, "Hey, I'll pick you up."
Yeah, I've done that a couple times.
I'll do X,
sure.
Y, and Z,
yeah.
And then y'all go y'all separate ways. Not because y'all already together and going on a date.
Yeah, I've done that a couple times, for sure.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's the caliber of woman, too, who you're looking after, too. So I just, throw that out there. It's certain women who's only going to take that.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and likewise, it's only certain people that are actually going to ask people out on dates.
Oh my God.
It's your boy Kemet Coleman, founder of Vine Street Brewing Company, and I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jam.
You got to salute, things when they're going well with as much bad news as we see out here, D. But KCK, man, look, they have a 31% drop in violent crime, and it's ahead of the 5th annual peace walk that is about to go down.
It's been consistent for 5 years. It's been here. And not just homicides, but violent crime overall. It wasn't by osmosis. We were out doing the work. You can say it, but seeing it makes a big difference. Little things like this really helps them, comfort them with that pain, because that pain's not gonna ever go away.
It's very important for our young people to have a seat at the table when we talk about eliminating and reducing violent crime in our communities. Being able to build a positive relationship with law enforcement is an integral part of that work.
So KCKPD Chief Carl Oakman, he's been a big part of why the crime has been reduced, D. And this annual peace walk is a major part of the effort. And the year before Oakman started, the city saw nearly 60 homicides. And over the past 5 years, it's dropped about 60%,
wow.
Man. That's significant.
Yeah, it is.
In 2024, the city had its lowest recorded homicide total at 22. As of April of 2026 this year, there have been
3 homicides in the city, which is a 50% drop from the same time last year. Overall, violent crime is down 31% year to date. Those are big, gigantic numbers that, you know, Carl Oakman and everybody over there at KCK mm-hmm. and their police department needs to be, you know, saluted for,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, absolutely. And hopefully that energy can be contagious around Casey Moe and surrounding areas.
Mm-hmm. Hey, what's up, world? It's your boy, Big Court of the Holding Court Podcast and Legacy Builders. You already know what it is, man. I'm up early in the morning hustling and shining on hot 103 jams. Salute.
An upcoming scholarship reception and dance will mark the first joint effort of its kind between Sumner Academy and the Sumner High School Alumni Association, D. I like this story. The reception and dance are in an effort to heal a decades-old rift. The event is called Honoring the Past and Celebrating the Future, 120 years of academic excellence. Wow. It'll be held tomorrow at Sumner Academy of Arts and Science in KCK. So this year marks 120th graduating class since the school's formation in 1905 in the KCK PS district.
Shout out to Sumner.
So, you know, walking the halls, you know, got 2 different colors representing the building's complex history. Blue and silver for the Sumner Academy Sabres, recognized as one of the top schools in the nation, and orange and black for the Sumner High School Spartans. So I didn't know that there were 2 different schools at one point. So I like to highlight the high schools and the good things that they do, man, because there's so much of that stuff that gets unreported and unnoticed.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So our babies over there at Sumner and KCK, we see what y'all doing.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl Elena Page with the next page, and I'm up this morning hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Love to all the cousins that's tapping the Hot 103 Jams app. Thank you so much for listening to Hustle and Shine in the morning. Or if you're streaming us live on the YouTube, Facebook, and on Twitch at Hot 103 Jams, thank you for checking me and D out in the studio. And, of course, if you're doing it the old school way, man, you're driving right now down Bruce R. Watkins, chill out, man.
Please.
You're going to be fine. You ain't going to get written up today. Your boss going to take it easy on you.
You sure?
Or not. I don't know.
Tell them Hustle and Shine, take it easy.
Shout out to everybody flying down 291 and everybody at the downtown loop. Thank you for making Hustle and Shine in the morning a part of your daily morning routine, cousin. We know, and we realize you literally could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time.
Shy, 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 booyah,
shout roll call. Come on.
It's that 7-Eleven roll call. Let's get right into it. Big love and a shout out to Charlotte Forrest. Sending some love to all the drivers around Kansas City. Have a good day. And sending some extra love to the good people at Apple Point. Sending some God blessings to you. A big shout out from Bria. Sending some love to her little sister. Happy 25th birthday to Maya. Hope you have a phenomenal happy birthday. It is tour season, so do your big one. Shout out to Patricia Davis, sending some love. That was from her son. Shout out to all the school bus drivers. We appreciate y'all oh so much.
You know it.
Also love to the Sorrells family. They're sending some love our way too, saying love to Hustle and Shine.
Thank
from the
you.
Sorrells family. We appreciate you so much. Who else we got on this this text line that's still thumping and coming through as we speak?
Uh-oh.
Shout out to Anthony Drone. Oh, there we go. Some more of our cousins. Somebody said, everybody at UA, happy Friday Eve. Major shout out to University Academy.
Yeah.
Naomi K, what it do? Send us some love our way. Anthony Drone, Anastasia Jackson. Send us some love to Kamora. Good luck on your bio exam. Woo, I remember them days. Yeah, good luck to you, cousin. Carmen Nard, what it do? Says she stay hustling and shining,
you know,
even
it
on her day off. I know that's right.
Ugh.
Big love to Rich Harris. Sending some extra love to his cousin, James Smith. I'm hearing that they putting together a tournament that's going down, a basketball tournament at Ruth Moore Park in Liberty, Missouri. So major shout out to you, Stacey Davis. What it do, cousin? Also, Alejandra, we appreciate you for always being tapped in. And good morning to Whitney Tubbs, Brandon Blake on that Twitter side. We appreciate you oh so much, cousins.
D, I need a shout out Aisha Tyler, because later on today I will be involved with the FL Schlegel High School Reels Future Mentor Summit Program.
Oh, I love that. You're going to be in Myron's alma mater.
You know it. shout out to the Kansas City, Kansas Community College. We'll be there. And the theme is Empowering Future Excellence. So I can't wait to join my folks over in KCK for that later on.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. I forgot to mention that today is National Email Day. So
shout out
to all the employees that send too many emails.
Shout out to Myron. Send an email.
That's the first thing Unc be saying.
Send an email.
Can we get some more snacks in the vending machine?
Send an email.
We appreciate you oh so much to all the employees that send way too many emails.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jazz.
7:25 on your time. It's a high of 76. Currently, it is 67 at Hyde Park. Rapper and actor Ice-T is giving his real perspective from being from the streets.
I was a real criminal. I did not hate the cops. To a real criminal, the cops are the opponent. They are not the enemy. They are the opponent. We're going to play this game, and I'm going to beat you. What I'm going to do, I know is illegal. So why should I hate the cops? I never have hated them. I hate racists and I hate bullies. And now I'm not breaking the law no more, so I need him to watch my car and my house.
Anything Ice-T says, it just sounds like he's coming from the perspective of a pimp.
That's how you feel?
Yeah, it's kind of how I feel with you, too.
What I be doing? How you get on me? Just, I thought we was talking about Ice-T.
Well, you just got kind of, y'all got the same, like, dialect. Y'all got the same diatribe. Y'all,
okay.
You're like, you know, if you do it this way, you know, you can have it this way.
That's crazy.
Oh, Hustlin' D. There she is. Well, new Jack Hustler. There she is. Well, Deanna Hustle.
Back to Ice-T. It's so interesting how things age, because he dropped the song Cop Killer in 1992.
Yeah, which was a big deal.
And this is what crazy. I say is, like, I understand there's evolution. We talk a lot about our young artists and, you know, like NBA YoungBoy, we talk a lot about them, but there's going to be a point in time where they're living in this bag too. Just like Gucci and everybody. So it's like, I don't like when we be so hard on our young folks, and Ice-T, Gucci, all these people were young folks too at one point. And look at them. They getting different money and they talking different.
NBA YoungBoy in 20 years is going to be a deacon. Mark my words. I'm telling
you. Come on
y'all,
down here, Sister Mary.
Look, he has so much influence. He's going to go through so much change. He got so many kids. I am telling y'all right now, he is going to be a deacon. He's going to be a televangelist.
I wasn't
going to
take it that far, but we're going to put a pin in that.
Preach up.
Other news, comedian Tiffany Haddish sounds like she got a real solid fan base as one of her fans shared this experience with her.
Uh-oh.
This lady said that she was like hooking up with her dude and it's always boring. And one day she turned on my comedy special while they was hooking up and she was laughing and it made it better. And she had a baby and she named the baby Tiffany.
What? I know you lying.
Okay. I don't have nothing to say. Tiffany Haddish is just one of them people where you just let her talk. And then you just be like, oh, I'm just finna go about my day.
Somebody told a lie one day.
Well, there's that.
Stop lying. Stop lying.
Why do we have to do this, D? Why do people lie?
Stop lying.
Good morning. How y'all doing? It's D-Ray Davis. I'm getting up. Girl, move. Girl, you girl. All these girls. Move, ladies. I'm not like this. Look, Hustle and Shine, baby. Listen to Hustle and Shine in the morning right now. Stop. I'm trying to get the call words out. You know what you're listening to. Hot 103 Jam.
Yesterday, it was announced right after Hustle and Shine in the morning came off the air that the Royals and Hallmark Cards announced a $3 billion mixed-use ballpark district centered around Crown Center and Washington Square Park right here in Kansas City, Missouri. And before we get to these, you know, to our cousins and their thoughts on this, D. And by the way, y'all can start hitting us up right now, 816-540-1033. This was like the perfect solution to this whole ballpark fiasco that we had. Like, how come they didn't have this plan the whole time is what I'm thinking. Because Hallmark and the Royals are incredibly special to me. Two very special companies because my grandmother worked for both organizations. My grandmother's worked 35 years for Hallmark Cards. Mm-hmm. And so in my grandmother's house, it was napkins and it was all types of decorative stuff for Hallmark. Cards and stuff all the time, man. All the time. That stuff was always in my grandmother's house because she, you know, she was there for so long. And mm-hmm. then she later on worked with the Royals and cooking for their, you know, sweets and all of that stuff. She was.
So you have a personal connection to
it. Yes. This was like the perfect marriage for, you know, it just, and it reminds me of, you know, it does remind me of my grandmother all the way through with this personal connection with me, with the Royals and Hallmark. But for the city though, like, I can't think of a better place for the new Kauffman Stadium or the new K to be than right there at Crown Center in the heart of the city at the start of downtown.
Yeah.
For somebody that coming from St. Louis, y'all got a downtown ballpark.
Yeah.
What do you What do you think about this whole thing?
I mean, it's just, the only thing is I understand where people have concerns, because it's like, it's 2026 and this is just now happening. Like you mentioned, my hometown, we've already had it. It was built like that in a lot of major cities, but it's going to be a plus for Kansas City once it's done. It's the process when it's about to happen that is not going to make anybody feel comfortable. It's going to be a certain thing.
Growing up, I'm a Miss Crown Center, and I'm not even sure how this whole thing is going to look, but Crown Center wasn't really like, it was like a little bitty mall with stores that you didn't really like really go to for real if you was in the hood. Like they didn't have no Foot Locker up in there. Like,
yeah.
It wasn't no
gonna miss the train at Fritz.
No Claire's. It wasn't none of that up in there. It was like novelty stores, stuff that if you're from out of town, you'll want to get some Kansas City stuff. You go to Crown Center or whatever. And then they'll have nice, like, musical selections during the wintertime. I remember doing a couple winter performances in there with a choir when you're in high school or middle school or whatever. So Crown Center, especially during the wintertime, very good place to be. They got the ice skating rink over there.
Yeah.
Not sure if that's going to be there for now. But
that's what I'm interested in, is how they're going to maneuver certain things. Like, yeah. Is Hall's gone? That's the only high-end store in Kansas City. There's nowhere else to go.
Oh boy, that was a shot, y'all.
No, that's if we get this, we need more of that. Because if we're trying to be a bigger city, we need attractions like that. So it comes, like the stadium would be good, but you gotta expand other things. Because we want big talents here. They want to go to Halls.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll have something on the way. I think, I don't know. I just know that one thing that I'm gonna miss the most about Crown Center is the movie nachos that they had. They had the best movie nachos in the city. But that been gone, though. That been gone for like 20 years.
So you had some time to grieve.
I did. Cousins, we got to hit the phone lines, D. We got to see what Kansas City thinks about this. Good morning. What's happening?
The streetcar is pretty cool. But the parking, I don't know. Big Sean, you saying it's plenty of parking. Where's the parking?
They already have 9,000 spots for this. And it's already like 19,000
spots.
Like,
we talking parking garages or we talking parking lots?
They're going to have both. They're not going to have parking lots. They're going to have parking garages. But it's going to be plenty parking. Like, parking is such a small-minded issue with this. It's so low on the totem pole because it's going to be an easily solvable, fixable solution for this stadium.
I'm just saying, y'all just... construction that's going on anyway, like taking two lanes down to one.
Yeah.
Like it's gonna be crazy. And then the World Cup, like, are we really ready?
Yeah, thank God this construction ain't gonna go on during the World Cup, or else I can see that. Oh, that would be a total nightmare.
It depends on what parts of the city. We gonna see.
Cause how many of them orange cones you done ran over?
About four. I'm gonna keep it real.
Hey, it be like that, cousin. Right. I almost hit one this morning. So look, right. I get it.
They be in the blind spot too.
They do.
Oh, we done set her off, B.
But we appreciate you sharing, cousin.
What's your name?
Hey, this is Big Scooter, yeah.
Okay. Big Scooter, we appreciate you. Drive safely. Don't hit no more cones.
Hey, Michelle, appreciate y'all. Have a good day.
You too. Bye. Good morning, cousin.
Like what y'all are saying, I think it's on point. I do know downtown, but I'm kind of wondering where the parking might be best. And I think the Royals should be down there.
You think they should be downtown?
Yeah, I do. Like, my mom lives down there for a while, and I've seen it grow. And I think it is part of evolving.
Okay. What's going to be your favorite part about having this district downtown? Because it's going to be more than the Royals. They're going to have a whole little, it might be a Power and Light Part 2 somewhere in there.
Yeah. All right. Two things can be true.
What's your name?
Mackenzie Miles.
Thank you, Mackenzie. Have a good rest of your day, okay?
Good morning, cousin. Go ahead with your comment.
So I was super excited for the excitement. I had for the announcement, I had my snacks and drinking everything waiting because I just knew they were getting ready to tell us that they were going to South KC off of 435 in Hillcrest to replace their Joker Oracle. And I was shocked when that wasn't the case.
Okay, yeah, you got to be playing. You know that wasn't going to be in no plans.
It has to be in a plan. They just left South KC depleted. There's nothing out there. Cerner played us, and ain't no plans to do nothing else out there. But it's a good idea, I think. It's room for development.
Now, it's such a black person thing to have snacks and be ready for a news announcement. Like, I didn't even have to question your race. I knew exactly what it was as soon as you laid out the details
for us. What
snacks
did you have?
Oh, yeah. You know we got to have our snacks.
Got to.
What did you have?
A gathering if we don't.
What did you have?
What did I have?
Yeah, some pizza rolls or something?
No, I'm a cherry Pepsi girl. Gotta have a cherry Pepsi. Mm-hmm. And then I've been on these Tiff Treats cookies. Have y'all had that yet?
What? No, I'm not.
It's
hip.
Like an insomnia cookie, but better.
Is it soft? I don't like hard cookies.
Oh, they very soft. Ooh. They come to you warm. They deliver them to you warm.
Ah.
I'm going to have to send y'all some cookies.
You
up
do.
There.
Okay. Thank you, cousin. We appreciate you and your snacks for checking out the new Royal Stadium in at Bannister Road.
Y'all have a good day.
All right, you too.
Bye.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
8:26 on your time. It is a high of 74. Curly cousins, it is 66 at Minor Park. Rapper Lil Boosie is said he a little scared to tie the knot with his girlfriend who just recently had their child.
She's going to move in the house with the kid. This is going to be now your wife, because at some point you're going to have a Boosie wedding.
I don't know. I don't want to up, man. I don't want that paper to be involved in. I can't do it.
You don't want that paperwork. You do not want a paperwork party. And I hear a lot of people say that, and I understand.
I do, too.
Like, I get it. Especially if you have assets. That's the thing. If you actually have assets, I don't get when it's people that neither one of y'all got anything.
Yeah, because, you get married like NWO. It's for life.
Yeah. That's what they be saying.
Throw it up.
In other news, Spotify just revealed their list of the most streamed artists of all time. You got somebody you think is in the top five, B?
Probably Aubrey.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Another favorite artist. Absolutely. Drake Beyonce. Is number three. Nope. Beyonce is not.
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift is actually number one. Bad Bunny is number two. Drake is three. The Weeknd. That's your boy. My dog. Four. And Ariana Grande is number five.
Really?
How you doing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, Ariana Grande be having some songs.
Listening to Wicked.
You said what?
Listening to Wicked.
That's all you know Ariana Grande for?
One song she had with Big Sean, she's trying to act like Mariah Carey.
She was hitting them hot notes. I know what you're talking about, because her and Big Sean had like a thing going for a little bit of time. Mm. You remember that? Mm. He was into the ponytail. Justin Bieber is number seven. And Eminem is number nine, and Kanye West is at 10.
Right there? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, I'm no clue. So. But that's the Spotify list. Last but not least, headlines. We've been talking a lot about movies as we're getting ready for the Michael Jackson biopic this weekend. But Michael B. Jordan, he will be starring in a new Miami Vice film titled Miami Vice 85. Now, this project is set to release August 6th of 2027, so you got plenty of time. But interesting to see that. Shout out to Michael B. Jordan for getting another role. I know that's right.
Well, now that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's Taurus season. Happy birthday to those kind, romantic, and a little possessive Taurus.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Send it over a happy birthday to rapper and one-hit wonder OG Mako. Happy birthday to British singer, songwriter, rapper, and record producer Teo Cruz. A happy birthday to comedian George Lopez. Send it over a happy birthday to former L.A. prosecuting attorney known as a divorce court judge and has played roles on Tyler Perry's Madea films. Happy birthday to Judge Maybelline. And last but not least, send it over a major happy birthday to a WWE icon. And it doesn't matter how many times he's in the ring, you still can't see him. Happy birthday to John Cena.
Okay, B, let's go home and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Chad Dillman, Brandon B. Will Williams, and Keandra Tyler. Happy birthday, Sarah Peer, Reggie Baines, and Olden Johnson. Sending birthday love to Crystal Martinez, Dee Campbell, and Jasmine Renee. Plus a big special happy birthday to my dog, my brother Sam Robinson, and everybody else born on April 23rd. Happy birthday, Taurus. Celebrate
Hi.
Your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Hey.
Now it's time to play
What's the Name of the Show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
This is Crystal.
Hey, Crystal. What you doing?
I'm about to do an order.
An order? Okay.
Yeah.
Are you DoorDash?
I'm trying to sing your song, though. Okay. Yeah, I'm DoorDash.
You got to have an air freshener. In that car. What you got in there?
Yeah, I got some good air freshener. I got me a little wild cherry.
Okay. That'll work.
Yeah, that's good. Well, before you steal somebody's fries, cousin, you got to finish these lyrics real quick. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. The West Side 11 on the Ben style, all the way to Crenshaw. I'm ahead of mine. Better know. Big popping ain't no look. Dropping bags is a lot to you to me a little bit. Let them die. Chevy 40 cal in my lap. Real boys in the trap.
They in the trap. Come on.
The big yeah, balling like the biggest on a big. Better watch the big home for your.
You better read them Google lyrics. Good enough for me.
See, you better than me.
You
better than me. All I was going to say, let them know.
Right,
that's all I knew. So. Hey, shout out to you, cousin. You getting that $20 gas card, you going to keep it for yourself or give it to somebody else?
I'm
going to
keep it for myself.
All right, go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show's getting you hooked up.
Oh, it's Michelle in the morning. Thank y'all.